song here, and you don't listen to the way I sing it. I've been practicing it at home a little bit. It's an old song, but, you know, every day, you know, God, you know, He touches you.
He does.
This is called He Touched
Like
Me.
Like a flower.
You know, usually the women sit behind me and I can't hear Tammy singing. But, you know, Tammy has a very beautiful voice. I don't know if y'all have ever heard her sing.
Yeah, she says she can't sing. No, no, no.
You know, she needs to do some practicing with Danny and sing some of them songs.
There you go. Amen.
Amen.
No, you don't
want to
hear Tammy sing.
Tammy, you have a beautiful voice. That's the first time I've heard you sing. Because usually Sheridan is sitting here, Miss Lonnie or somebody. Between us, and I couldn't hear you, but I could hear her. She's got a very, very
beautiful voice. Amen. Hey,
but that's a long way from
right.
But I just thought, you know, how true that is.
Yeah. I had more in a close encounter. I had a head-on collision.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you.
This song is a beautiful song, and if Jesus comes tomorrow, what would everybody do?
Amen.
This is a question, a good question.
Amen.
So y'all just listen to the words, not how I sing it. You see, if Jesus comes tomorrow.
Amen. Amen. I like that song, but what happened to Jesus comes today?
Yeah.
Amen. And we thank God he said he's coming.
That's
right. Way things are looking, I'm expecting him any moment. Amen. Hallelujah. I got a Bible quiz for you. I heard Brother Jerry there singing that first song about a mansion over the hill. It talks about like the prophet made his pillow of stone. Who was that?
I think that's a pretty song.
See, y'all know any Bible at all. Who was that made his pillow of stone? Who was that prophet made his pillow of stone? For the answer, Genesis 28, verse 11. Learn a little Bible.
Yeah.
It was Jacob. As a matter of fact, he took more than one stone. See, he took the stone for that place and made him a pillow. It wasn't my pillow, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm. He was doing the best he could under the circumstances he was in. He didn't have nothing. And due to the circumstances, he had to improvise. We'll be preaching today out of Amos chapter 3. One verse. I like one verse message, to be honest with you. Be Amos chapter 3. And I'll find it in a minute. Our one verse. I'll tell you what I should read all the way down to that. Get your little Bible in here. Amos chapter 3. We'll read from verse 1 down to verse 3. Hear this word that the Lord has spoken against you, O children of Israel, against the whole family which I brought up from the land of Egypt, saying, you only have I known of all the families of the earth. Therefore will I punish you for all your iniquities. Here's our text verse. Can two walk together except they be agreed? We're preaching today on contrary things. And I'm using that one verse. Pray with me. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the good singing. Thank you, Lord, for these that are before us. Lord, thank you for this beautiful day you've given us to gather in your house. Lord, just a beautiful day for the first day of March. And Lord, we don't know, Lord, how many people there are out there that ought to be here today. But Lord, it would make my heart glad to see somebody pull in, want to hear from the Word of God. And Lord, we're already here for the Word of God. And I just pray, God, Lord, you'd set a table, Lord, today, that we could all sup and dine with you. Lord, those that are hungry, may you feed them. Those that are thirsty, may you satisfy them. And may we all give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.
Amen.
Contrary things. Before I preach this message, I want you to notice the last... let me read the last two verses of Amos chapter 9. And I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel, and they shall build the waste cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof. They also shall make gardens and eat the fruit of them. This is a key verse right here concerning Israel. And I will plant them upon their land. Get that? And they shall no more be pulled up out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord thy God. I'll just tell you right now, they're in their land. God put them there. It's the greatest miracle of my day.
Yes.
Is the fact that they're in their land. A six-day war. And they got possession of their land. Nobody can explain it, understand it. Nobody can.
Right.
It's the Lord doing. But a contrary things today. It says, can two walk together except they be agreed? And the answer to that is no. Just this week, they signed a peace deal with the Taliban. And that's kind of like trying to shake hands with a rattlesnake, if you know what I mean, without getting bitten. There can never be any peace between the Taliban and America. This war has been going on for 18 years in Afghanistan, and I do know it's wishful thinking, but I'm also glad that we're bringing our boys home. They ain't got no business over there. Right. Bring them home. There will never be peace in the Middle East until the Antichrist shows up. Then it'll be a short-lived peace, but there will be peace for 3.5 years over there. But America's no substitute for God. We can't make peace. There's been bloodshed over there for 18 years. Nothing really accomplished. And you know those people over there, they're fearful. When we pull our troops out, they know what's coming.
Right.
I'll tell you right now, there's no way to make any peace with the Taliban. The Bible says God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. That's pretty clear, ain't it? And if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light as He's in the light, we have fellowship one with another. 1 John chapter 1, verse 5 through 7. The only way we can walk with God and be in agreement with God is to walk with God and fellowship with God in the light of His Word. The Bible said the evidence of His Word gives light. The path of the just, there's a shining light that shineth more and more under the perfect day. God's all about light. My cousin called me yesterday. We had a good conversation, and he's a preacher. I'll be commenting about it here in just a minute. But he's a preacher, and he called me up from preacher to preacher. And he talked about God's light, and in Him is no variance at all. He said we light our houses with light bulbs, and it's alternating light. And he said they filmed it before and slowed it down, and you see that light kind of going off and on, off and on. But he said, I like what he said. He said, in God, there's no variance at all. He said, it don't flicker. Right. He said, the light of God is not in the true light, but it's the light that don't flicker. I like that. From preacher to preacher, I have to admit, I like that. But our country is at a step with the Lord. Amen.
That's right.
Our churches are at a step with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Our schools are at a step with the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Tammy back there, she's having children's church back there in the back. I'm all for it.
Amen.
I'll tell you right now, I'm all for it. Our young people are on the auction block, so to speak. This country's lost its mind, so to speak. God said in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14, if my people, I want you to know who He's talking to.
Yeah.
If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. That's one statement.
Yes, that's right.
Amen.
Then, God says, then will I hear from heaven. You see, we haven't done that first part yet. I don't know about you, but sometimes my prayers seem like brass. I can't get through. And heaven's brass. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will hear their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14.
Right.
The Bible says, what communion has light with darkness? In 2 Corinthians 6:14. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. James 1:8. You can't be rooted and grounded in your faith without having fellowship with God and fellowship with His Word. Ephesians chapter 3 verse 17. Because without that you're going to be tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine. Ephesians 4 14. I work with a guy at work. I was talking to Tammy about him. He's a military guy. And his name's Ray. And all he wants to talk about sports. I know nothing about sports. I mean, my dad, he's a sports fanatic. My son, he's a sports fanatic, but it missed me. Here's what I mean by that. I tried to fit in to the sports arena. My dad got me a job at Donnelly's when I got out of school. And you know all the guys, they're talking about all the good games and did you see so-and-so and all that. I don't know nothing about sports. But in an effort to fit in, Donnie, we're all sitting there at the table. I said, boy, I seen a good football game last night. I said, I think it was the World Series. And they all looked at me and did this, shook his head. I just don't know nothing about sports. I don't know no other way to put it. I mean, it missed me completely. I know nothing about sports. My dad took me to play golf, and I swung about 6 times at the ball. He said, hit it. I said, I'm trying to. I mean, I ain't no good at sports neither. You know what I mean? But Ray, that's all he wants to talk about, sports. All I want to talk about, scripture. We can't walk together. Right. Now, we do have some common ground. Every now and then, buddy, he'll mention something, you know, that I'm interested in. Every now and then, I'll mention something he's interested in. But for the most part, we're opposites. Mm-hmm. Me and Donnie, I told him I was going to preach about him this morning. Man, we go down the road. I mean, we're listening to King of Kings. And not only are we fellowshipping through the radio, you know, hearing somebody preach or hearing somebody sing, but hey, he's talking about the Word of God. Now, giving me testimony about life's events and stuff. And I'm giving him testimony about life events. And you know what? We're walking together. I'm enjoying hearing him. Yeah, he's enjoying hearing me. Amen. We're enjoying the journey. We go down there, Red River, down there, hunting there. We enjoy it all the way down there. We enjoy the whole time we are there. Yeah. Whether it's anyone to go, we'll take you down there.
Amen.
We just wait to see one, amen. We enjoy that time together. We enjoy it. We look forward to it. We try to plan it. We try to make it happen. Amen.
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 You know what? It don't work too good when you're not in agreement. I was talking about my cousin just a minute ago. He rededicated his life and got called to preach, and he's a great preacher. But it ain't always been like that, Rita. When he first moved down here from Illinois, he moved down here and started a business down here. He'd been very successful in this business. But he come down here, he loves to deer hunt. And I deer hunt too. He wanted to rival me down there to the deer stand. Now, if you're riding with Brother Eddie, you're going to listen to either preaching or singing. I mean, it's not hot stuff.
Right.
He's over there, and I didn't realize he was swelling up. I mean, he's over there, you know, and he's getting all huffy and puffy. I didn't know a Phyllis. And he reached over and turned my radio off. I turned it back on. He said, turn that off. I said, I ain't turning that off. He said, well, I don't want to hear it. I said, if you're going to rival me, you're going to hear it and drive yourself. I mean, I tried to be nice. I said, if you're going to rival me, you're going to hear it because that's what I'm going to be listening to.
Yeah.
Right near my car. Turn my radio off. Hey, I'm listening to it for a reason.
That's right.
You know what ended up being a conversation, Brother Ed? He said, what time does church start?
Amen.
He came, went up there and cried a river of tears, rededicated his life.
Amen.
It wasn't too long later. Now it's his call to preach. Preach with me up on the public square.
Well.
Man, he's been to Jamaica. He's been everywhere around the world. But I'm a little bit jealous.
Right.
But I ain't been nowhere about anything. He's been everywhere.
Right.
And he wants to come up here. I told him, I said, none of this, come for and give you testimony. He probably won't tell that part about it. But I'll tell you one thing, buddy. His wife ended up getting saved.
Well,
they couldn't have no children. Lord. We got down and got to praying for them, fasting for them. They got two now.
Amen.
Yeah. And at first in April, I said, God ain't done. He said, we're thrilled dead to have one. Next thing you know, Andrew come. That's all I had. Had a son, had a girl. But amen, I tell you, if you're going to ride with me, and Donnie, he rode with me up here, he knows when he gets out there, when I start that car up, it's going to be on Christian station. There's either going to be preaching, or they're going to be singing, because see, we're walking together.
That's right.
If I ride with him, he can change it if he wants to. But if I have my way, if I have my say, I'm going to say, put that on something fit to listen to, amen. But Donnie, like me, he loves the Lord.
Amen.
We have good fellowship. The Bible says how good and how pleasant it is when brethren dwell together in unity. Hey, we're on the same page. We're both saved. Both love the Lord. Hey, listen, I just seem to hear him talk about the Lord.
Yeah.
As him hear me talk about the Lord,
yeah.
I try not to dominate the conversation. When he says, hey, I got a question, I give a forward to him. Hey, I say, speak on, amen.
Right. Amen.
Well, they're suppressing that in this country. You better not pray in that name Jesus. Listen, if you ain't going to pray in that name Jesus, don't waste your time.
That's right. That's right.
Jesus said, what shall you ask in my name? The Father will give.
Yeah.
I don't see why in the world you'd want to pray They're not mentioning the name of Jesus to begin with, because through Jesus we have access to the Father.
Amen.
In Jesus,
right.
Our mediator, not the Pope. We got one mediator between us and God, the man Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Through our mediator, we can call at any time. He's reached all the call upon Him, but we can call at any time about anything. And I want you to know, heaven becomes silent.
Yeah.
God says, hold it! One of my children is making a call to me. Joanne can say, Lord, I just want to tell you I love you.
Yeah, that's right.
And I tell you what, inside of God, that's great price.
Yes.
God, you know, children are a good example of what we are to God. You take the littlest thing. A child can bring you a daffodil. Mm-hmm. And if a child brings it to you, it's a treasure.
Yeah.
I mean, you put it in something, you try to keep it alive as long as you can. But you know why you do? You cherish it because of who gave it to you.
That's right.
It's not that the daffodil is all that great. It's that she thought about you, or he thought about you.
And said,
I got this for you. And somebody wrote a song, you know, I never seen flowers this pretty. And my mama, I'd always get them daffodils out there in the yard, burning my mama, and as dirty as I was, she said, them's the prettiest flowers I've ever seen. And she put them in a Coke bottle or something. Keep them long as you're good, alive. But you know what? That's kind of the way we are to God.
Yeah.
No matter what we bring to God, it's precious in His sight because we love Him and we want to bring something to Him. But if I didn't have fellowship with God, He'd never be on my mind. The King family, Raymond King, wrote a song. And I can't remember the name of the song, but I remember in that song, Brother Mitchell, I wish I could remember the name of it. In that song, he said he's nearly always on my mind. And I'll tell you what, that's true with me. I can't even remember a time when God wasn't on my mind since I've been saved. Now, beforehand, He was on the back burner, but I want you to know He's on the front burner now.
Yeah.
Amen. But he wanted to ride with me to the deer stand, but he didn't want to hear that preaching. He didn't want to hear that singing, amen. But I tell you what, I told him, I said, hey, you're going to ride with me, that's what you're going to hear.
That's right.
That's where we need to be. We need to be adamant.
Amen.
We really do.
Amen.
You know, I think we've kind of, I know a country has, I think we've kind of compromised a little bit on our conviction. And you know, maybe in some cases that might be good, in other cases that might not be good.
Right.
I mean, we do need to be steadfast and immovable, always bound to the word of the Lord.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, I think we've kind of backed off that a little bit. Maybe we need to go back to that kind of stance. You know, I'll tell you how effective it has. My family waits for me to come to the table before they eat.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I just seen it one day. My son said, we're waiting on you to turn thanks, Dad.
Yeah.
Boy, I like
that.
Amen.
Amen.
Man, I not only do I want to turn thanks over everything we eat, but I like the fact that they's reverencing God enough, knew God enough,
Amen.
To know we don't eat except we turn thanks on what we eat.
Right.
And I tell you what, buddy, that was a compliment to me and a compliment to God, too. And I said, I'll be right back. And I'm glad they did wait. But there's contradiction in the Bible on authority. In Acts chapter 17, verse 7, they was giving the apostles, a hard way to go. And they said they're preaching about another king than Caesar. That's going on today.
That's right.
They don't want to give any place to that name Jesus. Like Carolyn sung that song, He may come tomorrow and He may come today. But I'll tell you what, when it does come, they're going to flee away.
Yeah.
They're going to be like the bugs when you turn the lights on. It takes off running from a hiding place. In Revelation chapter 6, talks about the kings of the earth and the great men of the earth.
Yeah.
They're going to cry out. They'll tell the rocks to fall on them to hide them from the face of Him to come.
Right.
For the great day of His wrath has come. And I'll tell you right now, boy, He's not just coming. He's mad.
Yeah.
He's mad because, I'll tell you what, they wouldn't have no, wouldn't give no place to Him.
Yeah.
Now, He's not going to ask permission to come. He's going to come in authority and power.
Amen.
And when He comes, praise God, I'll be glad to see Him. And when He comes, they'll be sad to see Him. Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Contrary authority. They think, you know, they're above God. That's kind of mind of the world. Contrary laws of worship. In Acts 18, verse 13, they talked about, you know, that they're talking about the apostle was promoting some way of worship contrary to the law. And I preached last Sunday on in trouble with the law. And you know, the law says do this. The grace says otherwise. And you know, Christ Jesus is the end of the law for righteousness, everyone that believeth.
to the Jew first, also to the Greek, in Romans chapter 10 there, but they kept promoting the law of Moses. And it said, except you keep the law of Moses, you can't be saved. And grace is contrary to that. And it was making an issue out of that, contrary worship. They couldn't see grace because of the law. In Acts 18, verse 13, Jesus mentioned in John chapter 4, verse 23 and 24, talking about the true worship, worship God's Spirit and truth. And he said, God's a spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Mm-hmm. But they got contrary authority in Acts 17, got contrary laws in Acts 18, and they got contrary salvation. And the apostles addressed that in Acts chapter 4, verse 12, and Acts chapter 13, verse 38 through 41. They said there's no other name given into heaven whereby we must be saved. And in Acts 13 talked about, one greater than Moses, by whom, you know, that we could be forgiven. I don't want to make a mess of this. In the law of Moses, it couldn't help you. But the praise God grace could. In Acts 13, I want to read this because this is good. Being known you therefore, men and brethren, that through this man talking about Jesus is preached unto you the forgiveness of sin, and by him all that believe are justified from all things from which you cannot be justified by the law of Moses. And then he went on to say, beware therefore lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. Behold, ye despisers and wander and perish. If I work a work in your days of work which you shall in no wise believe, though a man declare it unto you. I work with a guy, Jehovah Witness, and I told him, I said, you tell me here. I said, in John chapter 5, Jesus here doing the speaking in verse 39, Jesus says, search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. He just mixed up on who Jehovah is. In verse number 40, Jesus went on to say, and ye will not come to me that you may have life. They just mixed up. Contrary. Yeah. Ways of salvation. The witness, I mean, this is my good part here. The witness of others. In Hebrews chapter number 12, verse 1. Talked about we're compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. There's a lot of witnesses.
Yeah.
I like to hear y'all testify. Yeah. I like to hear you bear witness to today. You got saved. There's something God done for you this week. I just heard a song fill my cup, and I got to can't help it, you know, and shouted just a little bit, you know, danced around the house a little bit, done one of them, just full of the grace of God moments there, you know. But, the witness of others. Here's your good witness. I'll tell you what to do. Open up your Bible, Luke chapter 1. I want you to follow with me real quick here. Here's your good witness. I'm glad God put this stuff in here for us.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm going to comment several. This is why I want you to turn there. Luke chapter number 1, starting in verse number 39. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. I like this. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And from whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, how early should you start with children, Brother Eddie? Well, listen. The babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. Hey, listen, there's a lot to that right there. I want you to know, when they met the babe, John the Baptist, in the womb of Elizabeth, he leaped for joy. Look at verse 44. He leaped, why? for joy.
Yeah.
I tell you what, brother, the joy of the Lord caused me to leap every now and then, amen. But notice that Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, verse number 41. You know what happened? You get full of the Holy Spirit. She spake out with a loud voice, verse 42. Brother Eddie, you believe in women preachers? I'll tell you what, if I'd have been there, I'd have amen every word she said, amen. Yeah. I'll tell you right now, these guys make a big deal about women preachers. I don't know how you can see it any clearer right here, buddy. She preached up a storm. Yeah. And if I'd been there, I'd have amen every word, amen. Now, if there is such a thing, right here it is. She proclaimed with a loud voice great message about Jesus and about Mary. God has given us of His Spirit, Romans 8:16. His Spirit teaches us all things and it's truth and not a lie. 1 John 2:27. His Spirit guides us in all truth. John 16:13. He is our peace. Ephesians 2:14-18. He made our peace. Oh, by the way, all these are talking about the blood of Jesus. And for those of you who don't know, there's some churches took it just a hair too far. They call it a slaughterhouse religion. They took all the songs out of song books that has anything to do with the blood of Jesus.
Amen, that's right.
Without the shedding of blood, I believe it's Hebrews 9:22, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins.
That's
Jesus
right.
Took His own blood, not the blood of bulls or goats or calves or nothing. He took His own blood.
Right.
And entered into the Holy of Holies and presented His own blood on the mercy seat and made redemption for us for all the sins of the whole world. He Himself entered in. He Himself made the offering. I'll tell you what, buddy. He done something that couldn't be done no other way. He is our peace. He made our peace. He gives us peace. Hebrews 10:12-16. By the way, it's a perfect peace. Isaiah 26:3. He gives us perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Him. And I tell you right now, there ain't no peace to the wicked. Without Him, there's no peace. Isaiah 48:22. But I want you to know Jesus made peace through the blood of His cross. He gave His life a ransom. Some people don't want to hear that.
No, they don't.
There's no God but Allah to them. And when they say Allah Akbar, that's what that means, no God but Allah. And they'll cut my head off, help yourself. Now, I've been trying to do something with it for 66 years. I ain't been able to do nothing with it, amen.
Amen.
And if they do anything with it, I don't care if it's a trophy of them, I'll be glad to get rid of it, amen. I get tired of looking at it in the mirror. But, you know, they just don't know no better. Jesus said, if God was your Father, John 8:42, He said, you love Me. They don't love Him. He went a little further. He said, you of your father the devil, John 8:44, and the works of your father you'll do. He said He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth because there's no truth in Him. He's not just a liar. He's the father of it. Amen.
That's right.
They don't want to hear it.
They're
never going to walk.
Right.
In accordance to that, unless God intervenes, and He has been. A lot of Muslims are getting saved here lately. Y'all don't hear about it on the news because they don't want you to hear about it. A lot of these missionaries are winning these Muslims to God like unbelievable numbers. And a lot of them are paying a price for it because some of these Muslims, when they find out, you know, that the truth's been given out, they don't want that. They come in, they're full of the devil, and they kill these Christians, but these Christians just keep coming one after another, keep bringing the light of the gospel to these darkened areas, keep bringing the truth to these places that are forsaken of truth. And I tell you what, buddy, a good dose of truth will help anyone.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right. That's
Amen.
Right.
But you can't walk together.
That's right.
Unless you're in agreement.
Amen.
I thank God. I began to walk with the Lord 33 years ago. April 27th, 32 years ago, 1988, I began walking with the Lord, Phyllis. I've been walking with Him now for 32 years.
Amen.
He showed me a lot of things, helped me a lot of ways.
Right.
Never forsaken me.
Right.
And I tell you what, buddy, it was a good day when old Eddie Wade, even though I was a drunk, it's a good day when that when that drunk anyway called upon him and got a refuge for his soul, got saved, and me and God started walking together. We couldn't walk together before. Carolyn, he wanted to walk with me. He wanted to fellowship with me. But the reason he couldn't is because God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And even though the world wants to kind of make it 50 shades of gray, there's no 50 shades of gray with God. Right. If we want to fellowship with God, we got to come into the light of His Word.
Amen.
We got to come to Him because He's light, and He will light us. We'll be children of light.
Right.
He's the light of every man that cometh in the world. Mm-hmm. He brought light into my darkened soul, and I've had light ever since. I don't pay a light bill. Praise God, salvation's free.
Yeah.
But I want you to know He is our peace. Let me read that real quick in Ephesians chapter 2. He's our peace. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14. That we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro and carried about. I'm in the wrong one, sorry. 2:14. For He is our peace. Who I'm in Ephesians 2:14. For He is our peace who have made both one and have broken down the middle wall of partition between us. When Jesus died on the cross, the veil to the Holy of Holies was rent in two from the top to the bottom. He made the entrance for us so we could boldly come into the Holy of Holies. But He broke down that middle wall of partition between us, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments contained in ordinances, for to make in Himself of twain one new man, so making peace, and that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which are far off and to them that were nigh, for through Him we both have access by one Spirit unto God. I should have read these verses a while ago. Look in Colossians chapter 1, verse 20. Colossians chapter 1, verse 20. And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him, I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven, and you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now have He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death to present you, this important, to present you holy and unblameable and unreprovable in His sight. That's important.
Yeah.
And He gives us peace. Hebrews 10. Hebrews 10 verse 12 through 16. But this man, talking about Jesus, after He had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till His enemies be made His footstool. Here's what's important. For by one offering He hath perfected, notice this, forever.
Mm-hmm.
Them that are sanctified. Wherefore the Holy Spirit also is a witness to us, for after that He had said this, or after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord, I'll put my laws into their heart, and in their minds will I write them. You know, after I got saved, there were some things I done, and my heart smote me.
Yeah.
Let me know that I done something wrong. I didn't know that before.
Right.
Man just naturally me to do wrong. But now I've got someone to help me. Now I've got someone to guide me.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit of God, it helps us. And the Holy Spirit of God guides us. And the Holy Spirit of God lights the way. You know, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And the Holy Spirit makes sure I stay on the right path. That I don't jaywalk. That I don't drift off. That I don't fall behind.
Right.
The Holy Spirit of God is there to help us.
Yeah, thank you, Lord.
Something I want to say right here, and it's so far away I can't bring it to my mind. The Bible says we're in the world, but we're not of the world. John 17:16. This ain't my home. I'm on my way home. I ain't got there yet. But when I get there, I know I'm home. Amen.
Right.
Brother, Brother Mitchell asked me about that coronavirus threat, and it is a threat. John 14:1, Jesus said, "Let not your heart be troubled." Well, in this case, I think it is going to be bad. I really do. I don't have a good feeling about it. And I'll tell you why I don't have a good feeling about it. It's because of our corrupt government. I heard this morning on SRN News, listen to radio, and they said this virus is spreading. They don't know yet why it's spreading or how it's spreading. Do the math on that. I told y'all about Agenda 21. I mentioned it even more over at Bethel Sunday night. I went in greater detail. Mm-hmm. But Agenda 21, if you look it up, Barack Obama put us in that agreement with the UN nations. And in order to save the planet, man couldn't save a flea. But man somehow thinks he can. But anyway, in order to save the planet, Agenda 21 says that they're going to depopulate the Earth's population by 95%. Hmm. By the year 2030. That's 10 years away. That's why I got a bad feeling about this coronavirus. For one thing, it's man-made. Second thing, it was unleashed by man. And the third thing is, how it's spread.
Yeah.
Y'all know they're shutting down schools. They shut down a school in Oregon. Shut down a school in California. It's just getting started.
Right.
This is a true threat. I believe that. But I also know this. Let not your heart be troubled.
Hey, that's right.
Hey, I'm winning either way.
That's right.
No matter how I go, I'm going all the way.
That's
hey,
right.
Hey, I'll tell you right now, when I stop, when my feet stop, they'll be on streets of gold. Amen.
Amen.
I'll just tell you right now, there's nothing that can threaten us mm-mm. because of the nail-pierced hands of our Savior. You know, a lot of people, and I'll be as candid as I can here, but a lot of people, they bought so many of these masks. It's kind of sad. It went from the price of $7 a box to $300 a box.
Wow.
See, it's panic.
Yeah.
But see, and I'm not throwing no stones about that, but it's better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man.
Amen.
This bunch right here, y'all may not, I probably keep up the news too much. So I'm going to say some scary things. They're lacing meth with the coronavirus. You know that?
Mm.
That's a good way to spread it.
Yeah, boy. Yes, it is.
You can see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We got a problem in America. That's one of them.
Mm,
but they
right.
thought they could fill this meth with the coronavirus. And they're picking on a select few. You see what I mean? Mm-hmm. They're calling them... You know, the slugs, alley rats, gutter rats, whatever they think. This will clean the house. That's the 95% that you want to take out.
Right.
But I guess, was that you, Donnie, that told me about them taking all of them? Maybe it was my son. Taking all of them, I guess it was my son. They got this locust plague over in Saudi Arabia, and my son was telling me yesterday that they took so many thousands of geese over and turned them loose. Well, then next thing you know, they're having an epidemic or something else.
Right.
I don't want you to know, man's never really been much when it comes to fixing a real problem, but Jesus fixed our real problem.
Yes, that's right.
The psalmist said, my heart's fixed. I'm glad I got my heart fixed.
Amen.
But getting back to my original before I got off chasing rabbits, they're paying $300 a box for these face masks. Jesus mentioned about what would a man give in exchange for his soul?
Yeah, that's right.
You know, they're paying big money for something that ain't worth really the $7 a box that it started out originally, but they're in panic. They're trying to survive, and this epidemic of coronavirus, it is going to get bigger. I've got a good feeling about it. I may not be right. If I ain't right, don't burn me at the stake. But I've got a bad feeling about it just because of our government. Our government is supposed to be of the people, by the people, and for the people, and it's everything but that, except what I've seen in our president. How can he tell? Well, he forfeited his wages. That's a pretty good sign right off the bat. That he's not about the money. And you know, that's a good sign. And you should do your own homework. But he's trying to help our country. They hate him, but they hate him without a cause, and not going to ever get political here.
Amen.
But because of the government we got and their desire to take this country over and get into power, I just want you to know you're just a pawn.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's why I'm concerned about it.
That's right.
Through the coronavirus, they have the means.
Right.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
They've already got the they got the wrong father. So now they got the means. And I'm a little concerned about it. Now they're already killing the population off on the lower end. So next thing you know, they're going to try to euthanize on the top end. And most of the people that die from this coronavirus are not young. The older are the ones that succumb to it. So they're going to be skimming off the bottom by murdering our babies. Now they're going to be skimming off the top by taking away our elderly. And their goal is to survive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's going to go as planned.
No,
I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
I'm glad I walk with the Lord.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm glad I got a refuge for my soul. I'm glad he's sitting on the throne that's above every throne. I'm glad he's got the say. That's what
right.
comes my way.
Amen.
See what I mean, Rita? Mm-hmm. We're in good hands.
That's right.
I'm no match for the coronavirus, but I'll tell you this. I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded he's able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. If the coronavirus gets to me, Carolyn, I'm going to say, Jesus, I've done my best.
That's
it's
right.
all right.
Jesus,
amen. I'm looking forward to getting to heaven. I don't know about y'all. They asked one time in the church, a bunch of young people in a church, the preacher asked, he said, how many people want to go to heaven? Everybody raised their hand but one little boy. He said, you don't want to go to heaven? He said, I thought you meant tonight. One way or another, praise God, I'm going to heaven. I got the promise divine from the one that it's impossible for God to lie.
That's right.
From the one that cannot lie.
That's
that
right.
promised us exceeding great and precious promises to us. I'm going to be walking with him.
Amen.
I'm going to be talking with him.
Yeah.
And coronavirus has come by. You know that woman answered that door? And there's the death angel there at the door. And she answered Carrie down and said, I wasn't expecting you. I'm not ready. If the death angel comes, old brother Eddie, I'll say, praise God, get me out of this mess.
That's right.
Yeah. But anyway, you're not going to go too far without the Lord. But I'm glad, praise God, he's made provision that you can walk with him, that you can talk with him, that you can be blessed through him. He promised supply our every need, every riches and glory. He promised no weapon formed against us can prosper. He promised that it's well with our soul. He promised, he said, if it wasn't so, he said, I told you.
Yeah.
And I ain't heard nothing no different.
Amen.
He said, I go away prepare a place for
Amen.
You. And where I am, there you may be also. I'm looking forward to going to heaven. Haven't been there yet, but I'm going.
Right.
I'm going to get there. Amen. All them songs we've been singing down there, I got a feeling you'll start hearing them before you ever even get there.
Yeah, right.
You'll know you're home.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You'll say, I know I'm home. I hear them singing. Amen.
Amen.
Hey, we can see the lights before we get there. And when we get there, we'll fit right in. I don't know. I told y'all that's my own feeling, but I believe when people get to heaven, jump up down about three or four times, act like he should act while he's here.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Our country used to stand 10 foot tall for God. It used to. There's been an attack upon America.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 66 years old. There's been an attack upon America. I guess it probably started about World War I, I don't know. I don't know the exact answer. I know this, it's been attacked upon me ever since April 27th, 1988.
Yeah, right.
There's been attacked upon you ever mm-hmm. since you got saved.
Right.
Donnie was telling me the devil, Jesus told Peter, he said, Satan desired to have you. He made safety as wheat. Ain't none of us are going to get discharged from this war. There's an enemy down here.
Right.
The Bible said be vigilant
Amen.
For your adversary like a roaring lion. Walking about seeking whom he may devour. He wants to cause problems to us. He wants to get us tangled up. and worldly things and worried about things we don't have to worry about. Mm-hmm. We don't have to worry about the coronavirus.
Right.
Man, I'll tell you right now, that's no threat to me. And the devil's not no threat to me. Matter of fact, I don't guess I got any threats. I might have some imaginary threats, but actually I don't have anything to threaten me.
Right.
Praise God, I'm more than a conqueror. It feels pretty good to know that.
Right. Amen.
I mean, stop thinking about it, man. You're bulletproof.
Yeah, that's right.
You got eternal life. That's the first thing men feared, was losing his life. God gave us life, and we might have it more abundant. I've got more life than anybody could possibly have, unless they're saved,
right.
And they've got the same amount of life I have.
Mm-hmm.
But these things are not going to go away. The devil's not going to go away. There's never going to be a day that he's not going to come by and try to cause trouble.
Right.
Jesus said in the world we'd have tribulation, but he said be of good cheer.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I've overcome
Amen.
The world.
Amen.
And I'll tell you what, we're overcomers through Him. Father, we thank You for this message today. May not have done nobody no good, but it done me some good just to remember what all You done for me.
Yes.
Thank You for the good fellowship. Thank You, Father, it's always a joy to be in the house of God, hear the songs of God, to hear from the Word of God.
Yes.
And Lord, I'm looking forward to hear testimonies from Your children. Ask Your blessings, Father, upon whatever becomes of this message. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I'd like to ask everybody to stand. Get a Brother Jerry, please, Sister Sharon, just a verse of invitation on him. Why just a verse, Brother Eddie? I'm convinced everybody here is saved. But I'll tell you what, if you got something you need to do, there have been a few times some of you come up here and we've had prayer. I'm here for you.
Yeah,
I'll pray with you. I'll pray for you. I can't pray for you about salvation, but I can pray with you about some matter that's of concern. You know, you got somebody sick, somebody's lost.